This is 30 Minutes with GSW, a weekly podcast from Benga Samu Wemimo Ministry International. May your hearts receive the engrafted Word of God and your walk deepened with the Holy Spirit as you listen.
Today, we'll be discussing the leadership of the Spirit, the delicate balance between human leadership and the leadership of the Holy Spirit in His church. This is a delicate topic that many believers get very wrong. I used to be a pastor, so I understand how to prepare for a service. Typically, you prepare your sermon, you prepare your prayer notes, you prepare the announcements, and then you just up and you go play church. You expect the choir. The choir has already rehearsed, so they also are prepared. And then everybody dresses up. Everybody gets their allotted time. And so somebody comes up and does the opening prayer. And then somebody follows it with maybe testimonies. Then you have the praise and worship. Well, I think the worship comes after opening prayer. Then testimonies. Then you have maybe the congregational prayer. And after that, you have the sermon. After that, you have the offering. That's an offering. And after that, you have the announcements. And after that, you close the service. And there is a special Sunday. Maybe there's a Thanksgiving. You slot it in somewhere before the close of service. If there is a baby dedication, you slot it in. But pretty much, that is the picture. But that leaves very little room for what the Holy Spirit intends to do for His church. It is His church, really. It is not our church. People do not gather to us. They gather to Him. We don't come to church. We come and listen to your speech. It is not as if all the pastors are good orators, or that they are even wise. That's the truth. And sometimes you hear a sermon and it has just rubbish. It is not every pastor. Let's say we have 1 million pastors in the world. Not all of them can inspire people with their words. Some just take the microphone and fall. 30, 40 minutes, or sometimes 1 hour. They just say all sorts. Not many of them are grounded in the word. But people want to serve God. And people, just like food, people will eat whatever you serve them until they find something that satisfies their soul. There is food that satisfies. And there is food that barely keeps you alive. In the course of the prayer or the worship, we can sing to the Holy Spirit. The pastor can even tell the congregation to pray in tongues, you know, at the beginning of the service, oh, pray in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit. But the pastor then does not allow the Holy Spirit to express Himself. Because according to scripture, when we gather, if you look at the book of Acts chapter 13, the Bible said, when they ministered unto the Lord then instructed, separate unto me, this is what I want you to do. So imagine you go to church on a Sunday and you are ministering to the Lord, all of you come with your prayer requests. Oh, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. That's what you came. Oh, God, meet my need. Oh, God, do this. But God also had the things he wanted done. So when they were ministering that day, the Bible said, God now said, the Holy Spirit now said, this is what I want you to do for me. They prayed unto me, Paul and Barnabas, I have work for them. Can you see? That's him leading his church, giving his church instruction the way a Lord instructs any of us, even the pastor, has more lordship nowadays than the Holy Spirit. He instructs, he will tell this drummer, hey, make sure you put in any tomorrow. He will call sister somebody, oh, make sure that you are not late for service. He will instruct, but he does not listen to instructions from the Holy Spirit. He does not allow the Lord to Lord. He basically takes the place of the Holy Spirit, and it is assumed that because he is the pastor, he is the one that is standing as a representative of the Holy Spirit. So whatever he says, we should take it as words that came from God. That's not right. That's not right. Remember, when I first came across his ministrations, how shocked I was. I read his books. And I was like, this man will be seen as a weird, as a weirdo. He said he does not lead the Holy Ghost. He follows the Holy Spirit. But you can read about something and not really get what the writer is saying. He says, I do not lead the Holy Spirit. It is his church. I'm just here as a symbol that people may gather, myself included, and that he will refresh his church, he will instruct his church, he will restore his church, he will revive his church, he will empower his church. The absolute power of the Holy Spirit to arrest, to convict, and to bring to the place of a revival by his own power, if we will set the stage the right way. It will be weird now for us to just start the service and be quiet. Many of us would not like that. I noticed that many of us don't even like being quiet for so long. But if the Holy Spirit inspires that, just for the salvation of that one man, we cannot tell all the other things the Holy Spirit did with that silence, because you cannot calculate everything he did. So in that silence, maybe somebody had depression, the depression was taken care of, we will not know. Maybe somebody has some demonic issues that are taken care of. We will not know. But the one thing we saw was that this young man that was a so-called enemy of God was saved by the Spirit. That kind of a church is healthy. A church where the Spirit lives. Where the Spirit takes preeminence. I desired, when I read the book, I have all these books, so I can't even remember the title of the one I'm referring to. I had to buy all these books, I read. I desired from that day that this is the kind of church that I want to be a part of. A church led by the Spirit. Not by human beings using the Holy Spirit to lie, to manipulate people. Not by anybody claiming to hear from God when he didn't hear. Not by, I was just tired of the mistakes that men make. I was just tired. I grew up in church. I saw a lot. And it was enough to put you off. When you see the inconsistency, when you see the politics, when you see the wayo level of thinking and the manipulation and all the things that does not make sense, you just feel, a lot of people that are just enchanted with the church now and are always bashing the church and all that. It is not the church they are bashing, it's men. It is the leadership of men, because the leadership of men is flawed. Men will be men. Men will do things that men do. Men will justify things that they shouldn't justify. Men will do things. Men are men. At the end of the day, it's about self-preservation first. But the spirit is the spirit. The Holy Spirit is the keeper of the church. It says, to he who is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. He was talking about the Holy Spirit, the seal of our salvation. He is the keeper of his church. He is the head of his church. He is the spirit that Jesus gave us. Allos Paracletos, one like me. The way Jesus led his church in the flesh as Emmanuel, he gave us the Holy Spirit to lead his church from within, and I've seen the Lord do this. Ellie will have like a retreat we are having now. And as a child growing up in church, we'll go for these camp meetings, we'll go for these conferences. And when we get there, the only difference is that we change the location. It is still the pastor that we preach. We just speak English, speak English, speak English for 40 minutes. Then we go and eat. Then we come back and speak some more English. Then we go and eat and sleep. Then we come back, speak some more English. Then we go home. Then he will say he has worked hard. He will say, that camp meeting, I worked hard. I prepared nice sermons. I don't do it. I don't do it. Then we have a retreat. I come with the heart to be blessed by the Spirit, to be refreshed by the Spirit, to be watered by the Spirit. It is his meeting. So everybody will be wondering, okay, so if you leave it to the Holy Spirit, what happens? He moves. You leave it to him. He will move. Once he knows that you didn't usurp his place, he will show up bigly. At Canada, they're busy. He will show up. Will you call him without answer? You will never have need to ever think that God is not with you. When I hear Christians saying, I don't know if God is with me, I don't know if God has abandoned me, I will know that they've been listening to men for too long. I never have such doubts. We had a meeting yesterday. My God, if you have not seen it, go check it out on YouTube. Enthroned in me. Almost 7 hours. No sermon. He took over the whole church. Everybody knew. All those who came, the elders that were sitting there, they were just like, wow. Everybody, because he took it over, boom! And it was so beautiful. And that was not the first time. I've learned to give him his place. I do not come to a meeting trying to show off. I can speak English. This is sermon. I've done my research. Psalm 22, Psalm 35, Psalm 35. When I do retreat in the UK, when I do in Nigeria, when I do in any country, if it is not his retreat, I would rather sit at home and watch TV. It is the truth. I do not want to lead this church. What do I know to do with them? Of course, you are a member of the church. You know how it is to lead people, 20 people. See what they did to Moses. Any man that assumes he can lead the church of Jesus Christ because he's a pastor is heading for destruction. You can't lead the church of Jesus. They will frustrate you. Because you do not know what everybody needs, and you cannot provide what everybody needs. And everybody has needs. The only one that can water them is the Spirit. You have to allow him water his church. You have to allow him to do his thing. And I was leaving the meeting yesterday. All of our sisters came to me. Ah, my sister is still in the Spirit. I said, leave her there. Ah, please, let. I said, leave her there. People are still in the Spirit till late in the night. Let them enjoy the presence of their Father. Let them enjoy him. Let them be able to say in future that I met the Lord. It wasn't one person that lay hand on me and I fell. Somebody kicked me here. No. There's nobody. In fact, in the last few years, I've deliberately restrained from laying hands unless it is absolutely necessary. I didn't want people to say, but I think I have anointed. Let him just lay his hands on you. I avoid it. Because I didn't do the thing that many people have regarding the church, where they have placed men, where they have made things gods of men. I wanted to avoid it at all costs. Going forward, I'm going to instruct, take my picture away from the posters. Because somebody wrote to me saying that put my picture and save the screensaver of his phone. Why? Why do you need my picture? Who am I? Please. And I'm not being modest. I just think it is silly. I think it is not worth, I'm not worth such nonsense. Absolute nonsense, in my opinion. Better you put your own picture, because you are what you look like in the Spirit. You want to see yourself in the Spirit, it is you. You will see. You just see it in the dimension of the Spirit. So why don't you just put your own picture? You are also a son of God. You are full of the Holy Spirit. And do not glorify any man. Magnify the one that has called you with a holy calling. And what I've just talked about, allow it to also be revealed in your personal life. Let the Holy Spirit take the lead. Apostle Paul in his writing said, we do not know how we ought to pray. Which means many of us think we have prayer points, but our prayer point as a result of our needs. Ask, well, what is your prayer point? I want school fees. I want shoe. I want car. I want house. I want a husband. I want a wife. That may not be what you need now, but that is what you think you need. What you think you need and what you need are two different things. I'm a parent. Sometimes my children will come with what they think they need. Once I asked one of my sons, you are going to clock 10. What do you want? I want the party. I want the party in the garden with my friends from school. Let them come. I said, okay. So I made the party happen. And they had the party. After the party, the younger one said, ah, you always do the party. Because I always do, whenever one is doing birthday, I'll buy them the same gifts. So both of them get two gifts in a year. They get on the birthday of the first, they get on the birthday of the second. But this one has gotten a party now. So that second one said, ah, daddy, so when is my own party? I said, ah, but you have your birthday. He said, no, you always give us two gifts. Now you gave me a party. I'm on party. I'm on party has passed. He said, no, because you didn't give me a party. I said, don't worry. He said what he needed. Now I'll give you what I believe you need. The both of them said, what is it? So I went out, I came back with plane tickets. I said, we are traveling. And that will be my gift to you for your birthday. I want to show you some places outside of Nigeria. That at the end of the day, when we came back from the trip, I said, oh, which of the gifts was better for you? Then, oh, I like the travel. I like the fact that we went to Ghana. We went to this place. We saw this place. We made new friends. I said, yeah, I know what is good for you. You think you know what is good, but I know what you need. You need the exposure. You need to get on a plane. You need to see outside of Nigeria. You need to broaden your perspective. But you could never have imagined that in a million years unless I give it to you. What you will have imagined is a party. It's what everybody will have wanted. So you really didn't know what you need. You didn't know what you should pray for. But let the Holy Spirit lead. He knows what you need per time and he will provide it. You will find your life less full of frustrations because you don't have the things you think you need, but full of joy because you have the things that he knows you need. If you will let him take the lead. I surrendered my life to him years ago. And I led myself for many years. And then at the point, I said, this is not working. I'm speaking in tongues. I'm asking for this, asking for that. Nothing is working. Nothing is working. Financially frustrated, maritally frustrated, in every way frustrated. Like, even at work, I had no joy. And I'm full of the Holy Spirit. I said, no, to go back to the basics. He can make my life a joyful life. He can give me joy. He can give me everything. Was that not the promise at the beginning? Then why am I leading myself? So I said, I won't lead myself anymore. I said, you will lead. I will follow. And I began to practice it deliberately. Every day, wake up in the morning, pray in the spirit and tell him, lead. And I said, we'll drive into work. I'll just be praying in the spirit. I'll say, whatever you want me to do. And I'll be at work. He will say, pick your car keys. Go to this place. During my work time, I'll pick my car key. I'll go and do whatever he says to do. I'll come back to work. My bosses will not talk. Nobody will even notice I had left for somewhere and come back. And then they began to do it more frequently. Oh, there's one sick woman. Go to the hospital. I'll pray for. I'll go. I'll come back. And I noticed as I began to follow his leading like that, I began to get blessed. I began to gain experience for ministry. I began to find testimonies and testimonies and testimonies that buttresses the leadership of the Holy Spirit in my life. I began to find ease in my walk with him. I began to find joy. I realized everything that has happened to me since I began to follow him led me here, led me to this point. Everything you've ever seen me do, that anybody will say, oh, this is something worth emulating. Well, after I relinquished control to him, it just began to build up my life, build up everything. And it built it up in such a way that I could never have imagined it was possible to be built up like that by myself. How would I have imagined it? But that is what it does. If you would trust him, if you would rely on him, if you would allow him to take the lead. Let the Holy Spirit lead. As a minister in your office, at work, you want to make a decision, you want to do a transaction, somebody wants to let him lead. If you don't feel he's leading, don't do it. Don't transfer the money. Don't say it's a good business. No, 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 no. Let him. If he leads you into it, he's surely going to give you the joy of it. But do not presume to lead him. To do something of your own will. Many of us do it, and then we'll say, the Holy Spirit is the one doing it. You meet somebody, you think you love the person, you like the person. You now say the Holy Spirit told you. What kind of nonsense? Like, really? And then when things don't work out, and I'm saying, I don't know if I heard though, I don't know if I didn't hear, but I was so convinced I had a dream or something like that. Your desire, visions of the flesh, visions of the mind. But if you let him lead, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He leaded me in the path of his righteousness for his name's sake. You see, he will lead you, not because of you. He will lead you because you carry his name. So he wants the world to see that those I lead, this is how their life is. Can you see? So for the sake of his name, he will lead you to the best of the best of the best of the best. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I fear no evil. But thou art with me. He guides, he chides, he corrects in love. There's nothing like the leadership of the Spirit. I have enjoyed it over the years. I have seen him do mighty, mighty things. And I cannot lay claim to it and say, oh, this was it. Oh, no, no, no. I will just sit down and enjoy him do his work. I just sit down and watch him display his glory in his church. And I'll also be a partaker of it. And this is the best of the best of the best way to live your life. As we go to our churches today, I declare that the Lordship of the Spirit is at work in you. That you will consider my words and find them worthy of practice. That it will lead you, guide you, and show you the greatness and the glory of his power. Blessed be God for all the things that he has done in us and through us. We give him glory and we adore him. We know that in all things he works in us prunes us and desires to make the best of us. I declare that the best of us is shown in all that we do in our endeavors today. You heal the sick, you raise the dead. You do the biddings of the Holy Spirit. You grow in Him as you walk with Him. And in your growth, you find joy and satisfaction. Thank you, Father, for this is the truth. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let somebody shout glory.
Glory to God. We trust you've been blessed by the Spirit-inspired words. Do come back for more episodes. You can also visit the ministry website at www.gswmi.com for more inspirational content and teachings. God bless you.